This is Rio Pacino for The Reboot. Thank you so much for joining me once again. And for this show, we're actually going to be going audio podcast on you to talk about E for All, which is taking place from the 18th to the 21st of October. And one of the big events that's taking place at E for All is the appearance of Fatality, who's known as the Michael Jordan of video games, and he's going to be taking on NBA superstars Derek Fisher of the LA Lakers and Corey Maggette of the LA Clippers in a friendly game of NBA Live 08. And I had a chance to speak with both Derek and Corey about E for All, their upcoming competition against Fatality and NBA Live 08. Also talked about some of their favorite games that they've been playing currently, some of their favorite games of the past, and their thoughts on their virtual counterparts in not only NBA Live 08, but other basketball video games. Derek, Corey, talk about some of your favorite games and what you're looking forward to at E for All.
Well, for me, I play a little bit of everything. I'm played a lot of the basketball games over the years, but where my interest has really grown is in football games and, you know, Madden games, especially with football season going on right now. But you know, over the years, man, I've been an overall fan of video games. I have a stepson who's 12, and you know, he plays all the stuff, the Halo and the different games that are very popular. And my skills aren't as highly qualified as his at those games, but John Madden games, like in particular, would be my favorite. So I'm just excited about the opportunity to be around a lot of the gamers and a lot of the fans of the gaming industry. It's a big segment and a big market. I feel like there are a lot of basketball fans that are gamers and a lot of gamers that are basketball fans, and so it should be a cool night.
Well, I just think it's, with the E for All, I think it's just a great event, man. They bring in, like, all the gamers around, bringing all the games in one particular place at the convention center. And, me personally, I'm a big basketball fan, and playing the NBA Live and also the Madden, and also, the biggest game I've been playing now is the Tiger Woods. So, these are some games that not only as myself, but all my teammates is playing this on the PS2s, the PS3s, or on the little pocket PlayStation. So it's just a great opportunity just to be around just this whole atmosphere and everyone showcasing their talents on the games, and you're seeing all the different types of games and the people who make them. Then you got the Michael Jordan of the video game, Mr. Fatality. So I mean, it's just a great opportunity for us to even just be there and be a part of it.
Now, when I was growing up, I was playing games on the Atari 2600, on the Nintendo, on the PlayStation 2. I was into a lot of the sports games, the Maddens as well. Also, a lot of the NBA games. I'm a big NBA fan. Talk about some of the games that you guys grew up playing.
I have the NBA Jam, the actual arcade game. I still play that. I'm definitely still a big fan of the old basketball game called Arch Rivals. That was a big game back in the day, and you can definitely with the Tecmo Bowl, you just see how the game has really transformed from the beginning on how they had the football games back then, and now, how realistic the games are, man. Just the technology has really turned and made a big step to making these games more lifelike.
Yeah, the Nintendo, the first game that came to mind when you said like some of the old school games was like the Double Dribble. It was just so exciting because it was finally like a basketball game that was, that at that time that was the closest like simulation to real basketball that you could probably get. Mike Tyson Punch Out, and there's a lot of games that are just classic games, man. That I think played a really instrumental part in just everybody's development because it was all fun. The games now are so, they're almost like artificial intelligence, like you're playing like for real. Back in the day, it was really like a video game, so it was so much fun. And I think anybody can recall those great memories as young people and as kids.
Now, you both are playing NBA Live 08 against Fatality at E for All. How do the virtual versions of you guys compare to you in real life?
I think they're getting closer and closer in a scary way, in a fun and scary way. I think they do an excellent job of, taking reality and guys, statistics and what they do on the court and, combining it with, the simulation and the video games and
So, you know, it's amazing the movements that the players are able to make now. And, you know, a couple of years ago when they started making the games where you could see guys sweat, I knew that's when it was, it was going to another level when they started doing that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, you know, same as what Derek said. I mean, just seeing just how, looking at the players now, you see the sweat dripping off of them. You know, you see the antics of, you know, the guys showing emotions on the court. I mean, and then you're looking at, you know, how the computer graphics has really honed in on how the players, like their facial structures and how much they look alike on the game. So, I mean, it's you know, every year they really improve on how well they make the players look and how well they make the game. So, I mean, it's just great whenever you go out there and play and have fun and you look at yourself and look almost identical to yourself on in real life. So it's pretty cool.
Player ratings are big among NBA players, NFL players, and MLB players. What are your thoughts on your ratings that you guys got in these NBA games, NBA Live 08 and NBA 2K8? D-Fish, you got a 74 in NBA 2K8. Corey, you're rated 80. D-Fish, 72 in Live 08, and Corey, 79. Do you think those numbers are accurate?
Well,
I mean, it's,
I think the guys, they do a pretty decent job on the ratings. Of course, you want yourself to have a better rating in a lot of areas because, you know the better ratings you have on the game, you know, the better player you are. And, you know, you definitely tell when some guys have 98 and 99 and they can't miss a shot on the game. So it's cool. It's all about fun and enjoying it.
Yeah, no, I've always enjoyed the process in which they go about coming up with the player ratings, because I think it's, you know, it's a, they try and simulate, you know, the reality of the game. And so when you have, you know, guys like, you know, Kobe and Dwayne Wade and Carmelo Anthony and these guys that have, you know, the higher ratings, then, you know, it has to kind of stair step from there. So if, you know, they have those guys and LeBron and those guys rated at 90, whatever, and, you know, you start working down from there, I don't really see it as taking it, you know, personally in any way. You know, I still hear a lot of kids, you know, they come up to us and they still say, you know, man, you know, I use you on the game, you know, whenever I play NBA 2K or whenever I play live, and, you know, you do so well and I love. So, you know, a lot of these gamers now, I mean, it doesn't really matter what the rating is. I mean, their skills are so high. I mean, they can make the worst player look great out there. So I'm fine with it.
If there's one rating that you guys can change, what would it be?
I want to get my 3-point percentage up like D-Fish. That's what I want to do.
Now, that's a good question, man. I mean, I think, you know, everybody, you know, always wants to be able to just really shoot the ball very well offensively. So, you know, I'd say from that perspective, just, you know, continuing to get those shooting percentages up, you know, whenever you play the game, you know, there are always guys on there that can just, you know, flat out shoot the ball, you know, similar to what they can do on the court. So that would be an area for me also, just getting that field goal percentage up higher so that rating can creep up.
Now I got one last question for you guys. Now I'm based here in the Bay Area. I'm a big Warriors fan. And D-Fish, you left us and you're playing us tonight. Both these games were based in the Bay Area, you know, with 2K8 and Live 08. In your opinion, which is better, Live 08 or NBA 2K8 and why?
Good question, man. You know, for a long time, I favored, you know, Live 08 like heavily. It wasn't even a comparison when they first started making the 2K. And each year that's gone by, I think the gap has gotten smaller and smaller. But I'm still, you know, personally, I'm still a Live 08 fan, and that will be the one I would prefer to play most.
NBA Live 08 or 2K? Man, that's a tough one. I like both of the games, and I think, you know, both of the games are so different in so many different ways. You know, in some ways you like the NBA Live, how it's set up, and then you like how the players, how they look and how they play on NBA 2K. If I had the choice, I have to go with NBA Live because that's probably the game I'd probably play more. But both of the games are really, you know, really well put up games.
Derek, Corey, appreciate the time. Thanks a lot for joining us on the podcast. And good luck with everything over at E4All. Hopefully you guys come out successful.
Okay, well, thanks. Appreciate the opportunity.
Don't be too hard on my Warriors.
All right.